Hey, JC, not Lincoln.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Jace.
I was going to say, just going to leave her hanging out. Hey, Voltron's back.
Yep.
And you made me watch shit.
Yeah, we did. Spoiler. We did.
Trent, what did we watch?
We watched Bad Ben.
Why did we watch Bad Ben?
Because last year, us Voltron watched it, and we thought everyone needs to see this.
Because, Kyle, this movie is unreasonably entertaining.
I don't know what movie you saw that I didn't
see. It's funny.
I don't know how many times you had to yell at me to wake up.
Okay, so, oh my god.
You caught me zoning out and staring at the wall during this movie.
Yeah, it was really
sad. I saw you just looking at the floor that you were, and it was starting to fade away.
This movie's really boring to me.
But didn't you find it entertaining at bits?
The most entertainment I got out of it was giving the guy a Milwaukee accent.
Yeah, that was really good.
Well, but see, that was half the fun for us.
Yeah.
Was when we watched it, it's not one of those movies. I hate a movie where I have to take it serious, because then I'm just sitting there like bored the whole time. Whereas if a movie is like Bad Ben is, then there's room to make jokes, which is what makes the films good.
See, that's does that make the movie good?
Yes. Yes, because if a movie is made to where you can have fun while watching it, that's success. That's what makes a good movie.
That's how the four of us
God,
work.
God, those kids outside scared me.
The four of us, that's how we work. We play a movie and we just make jokes throughout. That's how we got through even all of the Hellraiser movies.
Even if a movie's going to be serious, we normally try to joke around because us four, we cannot.
We can't just be quiet during a movie.
This movie only has so many jokes in it, though.
Yeah, but no, it's more just like it's overall funny. Just the sheer ridiculousness of it is amazing.
I wouldn't say it's ridiculous. It's just a Paranormal Activity knockoff.
Yeah, but those movies are ridiculous.
I'll fight you right now. I think the first two are really good.
The first one isn't decent. I actually just rewatched it not that long
ago. See, I've only seen half of the second one. I mean the genre, not the film franchise. Okay.
Found footage, which is what this is a very hit and miss genre.
It really depends.
It's very rare to find a found footage film that's actually good.
I wouldn't say it's rare, but it's more uncommon to find a good
one. Yeah.
I mean, I like Paranormal Activity. I like Blair Witch.
It also just depends on the person that's watching it.
I guess, if you're easily scared by horror movies, I could see where this movie could be tense for you.
I am numb to horror
movies.
Yeah,
I really don't think anything scares us.
Well, I think that's what was so boring. I just kept waiting for something to happen in this, and it just doesn't.
Yeah.
Furniture moves.
The
He screams like a banshee at the end.
The night upstairs.
Like, all the times he goes into the attic and spins around, you think he would see something eventually?
Yeah.
Nope.
See, with the second one, Sealmanville Road, you actually get that kind of stuff. Like, you see spirits, you see, like, a ghost kid and stuff like that.
Spoiler warning, in case you want to watch Bad Ben, Sealmanville Road, and Batter Ben.
Batter Ben. Then, it's called Batter Ben.
Yes, but listen, it's... but if you want to you listeners... If you want to watch these movies, I suggest not listening to this review yet, because it would be really hard to talk about this movie without adding in little bits of the others.
Well, if we were to try to talk about this one without spoilers, we couldn't do it, because there is nothing happens. As old guy, he wears one shirt and no pants.
Not an old guy, Nigel
very
Bach,
true.
Respectively.
He's an old dude.
He has to be in his maybe late 50s, I'd
imagine. I would have just said late 40s.
It's old dude.
No, that's not mid 40s.
No, look at that man.
Now, Jared Leto is mid 40s.
He's probably dead.
Shut up.
No, because he...
If he dies, we don't get any more Bad Ben films.
Nigel Bach is on Twitter.
Oh, God. Does he own pants? That
yes,
same one
he
asked
does.
Him if he owns pants.
Yes.
He does own pants.
Because he needs to wear them more often.
He just doesn't wear
them. That is not a man cut out to walk around in his underwear.
Oh, no.
He looks like Yellow Bastard from Sin City. He's like a Weeble Wobble.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
We gotta rewatch it sometime. That's a really good movie.
Hmm? Weeble Wobble?
No, Sin City.
Yeah, because I was gonna say that would be a really dull movie.
The first one, the second one I heard is not good.
Really?
No. I don't know. I haven't seen it. So, somebody tell me the plot of this movie. I don't care which one.
JC.
Okay.
Please.
Fight over it.
Please.
So, this is some guy in New Jersey. He's going to a sheriff's sale. And there's this house on sale. And he's like, whoa.
You're adding things that aren't in the movie.
Yeah, but this is what happened.
Okay.
This is what Nigel Bach tells us.
Okay. This is what Nigel Bach intended. Okay. And he goes to a sheriff's sale. And I'm guessing he's flipped houses before. He acts like he has. Like he knows. He has a plan down. So he buys the house from the sheriff's sale. And he decides to go there. And I actually don't know why, but he stays in there. And he's like checking it out. And he ends up staying there for, like, nights and stuff, and then weird stuff happens. And he finds out the house is haunted, and you just sort of watch the story partially unfold.
There's no unfolding.
No. It doesn't unfold. You don't get that yet. Watch the others. We will make you watch the others.
I know.
Yeah. We are going to be watching and reviewing all
of them. I personally feel like watching the other two makes the pain of the first one kind of worth it.
Yeah.
Keyword, kind of.
No, there's no kind of here. I genuinely love this movie. This movie is so entertaining.
In all fairness, you like a lot of shit.
But the thing is, we love it so much because of, we have quite a bit of really good memories, like watching it. Like the first time I was curling JC's hair.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And we were just joking around, and then we watched it with our aunts, and then that was a blast because
it was that same weekend we went over to our aunts.
This time you watched it with two sad guys that kept falling asleep.
It
was a Thursday or Friday.
Overnight curl. So it was the next day we went over and watched it again.
Overnight curl? Is this like an event you
have? No. It's no heat
it's
curls.
It's better for your hair than using a curling iron.
I don't know these things.
There's a lot to it.
You made it sound like it was a big...
No. For us, we normally watch something and have fun.
If you were to grow your hair out, I would love to curl your hair for you.
Yes. Why don't you
sign a petition, get Kyle's hair long.
My hair doesn't get long. Curl Lincoln's hair.
I've wanted to.
My hair gets bushy and curly on its own.
Cool.
You got it.
No. That's it. I literally just cut it like 2 weeks ago.
Grow it out.
Please.
It will.
Just a little.
Grow it out. We're dressing you.
Like right
you.
Now while you wait?
Yeah, we're dressing we're you up like watch. Dustin from Stranger Things.
No. Come on.
You've already got cap.
Why Dustin?
You're ready.
Yeah, curly hair.
I'd rather be Mike.
Well,
Mike is a ladies' man.
Well, not so much in the second season. He's more just like, get away.
Yeah, it's because he's still got 11.
It's true.
Yeah.
Spoiler for Stranger Things season 2.
Oh, yes.
Major
spoilers.
It's really good, except for that one episode, but I won't talk about that.
Yeah, I know.
The episode sucks.
This isn't a review on it, but
everyone feels that way about that exact episode. And we don't even need to say what happened.
I just don't feel like it was necessary. Yeah, we don't even have to give you an episode number. We don't even have to say what happened.
Because we don't know that. It's when she goes to Chicago.
Rest of the season's great. Rest of the season... So good.
That was such a night.
Alright, so it's fucking.
Let's get back to bed.
Jesus Christ.
So, my first note, filmed on an iPhone. About half of it was filmed on an iPhone.
Yes.
I just think it's amazing.
Yeah, I forget the name of the movie, but there was a movie filmed 100% on an iPhone.
Yeah,
which looks really good.
Yeah. Really? iPhone cameras are.
I forget the name of the movie, but.
I do not have an iPhone, but their cameras are great.
Yeah, I've seen photos taken by him. They're pretty good.
Where was this guy from? This guy's not from New Jersey.
I don't know. It's not like I read memoirs of Nigel.
No, actually,
Bond.
if you would, if they existed.
That would
you
be
you looked would. For them.
No, I haven't.
If you look not online, yet. There's literally nothing about him.
Shocker. He seems like such an up-and-coming filmmaker.
There is a Bad Ben website you can go to.
Yeah.
Every time I hear Bad Ben, I think of the rat. The Michael Jackson rat.
My God.
In the song, like about Ben?
Yeah.
The rap? It's cute. That's what I thought this was a rap movie.
No. We told you what this was. You knew that's not what this
was. You probably told me a year ago. I don't remember anything.
We didn't even watch it a year ago.
I don't know what
it was like last summer.
That's almost a year ago.
Right? I don't remember.
Actually, I believe it may have... No, I'm getting mixed up. Curling hair. They have me do it all.
It's a lot of
I know. It's
even when we watch it with our aunts, it was a lot of fun because we got to joke around with our aunt and all that.
That's always fun.
That's always really fun, is just watching movies and joking around. And even this time, we got to joke around. Therefore, attaching more fun memories to the movie.
It's still bad. That doesn't make it a good movie. That made it a good viewing experience.
Yeah. Isn't that what a movie is?
No.
A movie is a viewing experience.
No, but a movie should be equally as good if you were to watch it alone. And this would not be fun to watch alone.
I couldn't imagine watching any movie. Oh, wait, I have.
I watch them alone all the time.
I watched The Force Awakens like 3 times alone.
And it holds up. Like, it's just as good or bad as it was when you watched it in group.
I just get to stare at Adam Driver and all of his glory.
Would you enjoy this movie watching it alone?
I'd probably cry because I'd think of my sister. Oh my God. Why aren't my sisters here?
That's a very JC thing to do.
Yeah, I would legit.
That's the saddest thing I've ever
heard.
Yeah, I would miss them.
All right, that's point. If I were to watch this alone, or if Lincoln and I would have just tried to watch this together,
you would have backed out.
We would have backed out. We would have been bored, and we would have just stopped watching this movie.
It would have been a snooze fest.
Well, for us, it wouldn't have given us much to talk about.
That's very kind that you just said that Voltron is the only thing that made this movie.
Because, yeah, good. We tried to, like, fall asleep, and you kept like, wake up, pay attention. You paused and you rewound it.
Yeah, which was a disaster. Punching
your arm. I told you it was going to be a disaster. You broke my equipment.
It was terrible.
Okay, we've been messing up. We need to get back to the movie. So we have the air freshener, the spray freshener for the horrible smell.
I have that too.
Oh, what is his big thing with it's cold and it stinks?
Yeah, it's really cold and it stinks. But see, the problem, which is a writer problem.
Well, he's probably the writer as well.
Show not tell.
It was all just him.
It's
except for the
show not tell, which
well he did when he sprayed it.
He just that time he did it good, but he kept going. It's so cold. You could show that it's cold in the other
way. It's so fucking cold in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is it so cold?
That is the one criticism I will give him, is that he needs to hold back on those points.
This is a dude that's complaining it's cold in there, but yet he brags that he has an air conditioner so powerful that it will move the blinds and blast you off the toilet.
Yeah.
Blast you off the
toilet. I'm pretty sure he uses the word blast you off the He uses the term blast you off the
toilet. So can you then turn around complaining it's too cold?
I don't know. Shut the air conditioner.
You have like a
off.
Jet engine for an air conditioner.
Oh my god. And you're going to dare say
this
it's
like
cold.
A little powerful unit, which is just a garbage unit.
Yeah.
That's a full house. I have like twice that size of a unit, and it's not that great.
But see, the problem is we don't even get any hint as why he's even using the air conditioner this whole time. You know? I mean, that's a small issue. It's just
why
it doesn't
he
look
filming
hot
most
out.
Of this stuff.
Don't know. You mean like the handheld parts?
Yeah, like the security camera makes sense. But the iPhone stuff, why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like when he's washing the blood in the bathroom, he purposely sets it up. You can see it's an iPhone.
But he took the time to set that up. He just got his ass kicked by a ghost, which was hilarious.
Maybe proof.
But he was filming long before any of this stuff happened.
That's true.
I don't understand why. Like in a found footage movie, you need a reason for there to be footage to find.
Yeah.
And it could be as simple as, like, Paranormal Activity 2. They just moved a house, and they're like, oh, I'm a crazy teenager, I'm filming. Shit, somebody broke in the house, we need to install security cameras. Done.
Yeah.
And the rest of the movie's on a security camera. The first Paranormal Activity's like, you say you're possessed by his demon, I want proof. It's as simple as that, and this doesn't really give it other than he's like, I'm
going
to make
so much money. Well, he
could
have even, why not even
throw
in?
Look how old his Bible
in.
Is. Throw yeah, that in the garbage.
I actually have that wrote down. Old Bible.
Yeah.
I'd be selling
old
that.
Bible, and he throws it away. Every time he's like something evil or something weird in the house, he's like, gotta get rid of this shit.
Yeah, that was exact.
What? Just leave the house.
Yeah.
That's, he's
he doesn't have to stay there while he's fixing
if you flip
it.
In the house, nothing even seemed like it needed fixed in this house.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally just sell it.
Yeah.
You're obviously not going to be able to flip this house either if it had to end up in a sheriff's auction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody wants this house.
Yeah, clearly no one was interested in buying it.
So, whatever. It's just where this dude lives, most likely.
Yeah.
Actually, if you go to his Twitter, I believe if you look in the background of his photos, it's the house.
It looks like
which,
it's just
it
the
is
house.
Where he actually lives, probably dumb to say what road you live on.
Because that's kind
the town
of
the point
you filmed
of it.
It
in, so he's telling you where
he
lives.
Yeah, it says at the end.
And decorate your fucking house.
Yeah.
It's the saddest house decoration.
It is pretty sad.
Just those random chairs.
Yeah. Oh my god, they could have been placed so differently and it would have looked
it's
really
dying
nice.
For a makeover.
He had a recliner in the basement.
It was weird.
I'm going to assume that's not set
actually,
dressing.
That
recliner was just...
That recliner matched the one upstairs.
Why not have it up there?
What if
I
it
know.
Was,
those crappy
what if it
chairs?
Was supposed to be the same one and it got
no!
Oh my god.
But he's just too bad of a movie maker to
too bad
show
of
us.
A band.
I thought that's...
Okay.
Everyone, the Ben stuff is silly.
It won't be.
It wasn't this. Will you admit it wasn't this?
No, it's not completely silly.
So bad Ben is a dog human demon hybrid thing.
The little
I'm so surprised you guys haven't figured it out. Yeah, you don't have it.
Don't try to figure it out.
Our first watch through, we got it.
What is there to figure out?
I'm not gonna say.
We can't.
We're not gonna say
you
anything.
You gotta watch Steelmanville Road in Batter Ben.
Because if we tell you
out.
This you won't forget it.
I probably will. I'll
no,
want to forget
no,
it.
No, you won't.
No, I'll try.
When people say they'll forget
I'll go back
it,
to
they never forget
I'll
it.
Just start drinking again.
Oh, my God, Kyle.
That's not funny.
That's what it takes for me to forget.
Kyle.
Well, then we won't tell you.
I'll just Google it.
Okay.
I won't. We'll watch the other ones. At least I will. Lincoln will get out of it. He'll end up in...
He'll
just be like, gotta go to the hospital. And he'll get out of it again.
Yeah.
I got tied to a chair. That's awkward and weird. You see how much he poops? He's going to poop in my chair. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He poops almost as much as Molly.
Here's another point of criticism.
God.
Kyle.
What?
The bubble.
Girls don't poop, Kyle.
The warp. The warp before he got beat by the ghost.
Oh, the warp.
This is one of the highlights of the film.
What was that supposed to be?
It was supposed to be the spirit. Yeah, it was supposed to be like the air in reality.
The spirit just going to the bed and...
It looked ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah, but...
Well, I guess it wasn't the worst looking thing in the movie, but he didn't give it... Like the pacing. He's not a real director. Yeah. There wasn't pacing there. The worst looking thing was his transitions outside.
That was pretty bad.
That was really
Him just blatantly walking by a green light to look like a ghost shadow on the house.
Yeah, or the fact that it's not night vision, it's just a green light.
Yeah, it's literally a green light.
You can download an app that will probably do night vision on an iPhone. I don't know. I don't have an iPhone.
Yeah, but it's possible.
I would guess so. Most cameras, that's pretty standard nowadays.
I have something written down, and it just says, "Yo, dude, the way this guy speaks..."
He's really trying to be cool and hip.
Yeah. He's trying to be all young and...
He's like old and he's like, yo, dude. And he's like, fuck my life.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, he just randomly talks to himself. Like when he goes out on the porch, he's like, going to go research the rest of this house.
Yeah, when he says research, wouldn't you imagine he like goes out and...
goes to a library
and just like... He just walked to the shed. But who was he talking to? He only said the line to us. He wasn't filming. Yeah. Was he saying it to the security camera?
Why is he speaking to security cameras?
Now, who edited this film?
See, the thing is...
That's always a question in any found footage.
Oh, wait, like, I think...
Who found this footage and edited it that way?
I think we end up being told in
Batterbin? Third...
Yeah, in Batterbin.
Are we going to get Battistbin?
I hope. I would love to think so. I hope that Batterbin isn't it. We'll get to that when we're there.
Fucking kids outside.
Yeah.
If you can hear kids outside, sorry. What else? Did anything else happen in this movie? That's a lot of notes. I don't know where you got all those notes.
So, we kind of cleared this one by. I wrote one man band just talking about him.
Right, it all just being the him. There's a chair puller.
Yeah, there's a chair puller.
But most of this film had to have been done by himself. Either way, the fact that he bothered to make an
He needed a costume designer. Was what he needed.
But listen.
Yeah, he did need that.
Whereas so many people nowadays just have a huge group of people and put millions of dollars into a film and it ends up mediocre, you know? This movie probably didn't cost anything.
And it's still
If it just gave me and my sister's enjoyment, isn't that the whole point this movie was made?
Yeah.
Was just even for the smallest enjoyment. This has 511, Bad Ben has 511 views on Amazon, and it ended up with an overall rating of 3 stars.
How many of those are you?
None.
We never rated it.
We never rated it.
Okay.
But if I were to rate this, I would rate it more generously. Because of the amount I individually get out of it.
All right. I can respect that.
Yeah. And as someone who's made films that cost nothing.
Yes.
I mean, mind you, our films are really short. But we don't release these movies. We just make them so we enjoy them.
Yeah. I think this movie would have benefited from being a short.
Oh, really?
Instead of being featured like maybe like a 45 minute short.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot in this movie that just, it's nothing. It's just him wandering around doing his little run, which is adorable. His little old man run. Or, like, this, scenes where he just walks outside for no reason, walks around for 5 minutes, and walks back in. You could have cut that scene. Like, this could have been a shorter...
Well, he wanted I think he wanted it to be feature length.
Yeah, but sometimes...
Don't worry, he does better time usage in Steelmanville Road.
No, I know he wanted feature length. I'm just saying, I think the story wouldn't have been nearly as boring.
Well, like, even it goes into books, too. When you're reading a book and you can tell a bit was just put in there to give the book length.
Whereas, I thought you meant this movie had books.
No.
Has a whole, like, manga series.
I'm just comparing to the fact when people try to make a filler, you can tell it's a filler. It's not like you can hide it under the next big scare.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to me like nothing was edited out of this film. And most of it was filmed in 1 or 2 days. Because he was wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
So I feel like everything at night was all filmed in the same night.
Probably.
Everything during the day was probably filmed the same day. Except for the last shot where he's in different clothes all the time.
No. Yeah.
He probably came back later and finish that up. See, he wears the same damn shirt and underwear.
Yeah, throughout most of it. Was that underwear or just shorts?
I think that looked like boxer briefs.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
They were pretty skin tight. It was just, I mean, I don't want to see that, but I saw it.
Yeah, you saw it.
So it's baldy man.
Wait, no. Just you wait.
Oh, does he just wear underwear? Then? Is he a,
oh, I forgot. Dead.
Spoiler, he dies
just
in this, right?
Just you wait.
Yeah, just you wait.
So I'm going to assume he's dead.
Just you wait.
Okay. The scene cuts.
Are yes, terrible.
The blurs.
Yeah.
The blurs to show you this is a continuous shot.
No, it's not when you put the blur in there.
It's
this
like.
This is continuous shot.
It
it's
would
like
have been
rope.
Different.
It's like Rope by Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, I was going to bring
one
up
one shot.
It would have been different if he did something like that. Go into the wall.
Clever little
go
transition.
Back out. And it's a different scene.
But this was a blur.
You
yeah,
could
this
do
was a
simple
blur
things
effect.
About how he looks down a hallway and it's pitch black and then he turns on the light.
Yes.
That's an easy cut there in black.
You want to know something crazy?
But he did it going in and out of the front door?
Mm. Yeah.
Didn't really get that. I almost wondered did something mess up with the camera because when he's outside it was all in slow motion for
no
reason.
But no, it was consistently when he entered or exited the house or when he transitioned. I think he did it when going upstairs. Up the... Not, they're not technically stairs, more like a ladder to the attic.
Oh, maybe
I don't
the
know.
Green light didn't reach that far. The extension cord didn't go past the door.
That would be really good. Unless it was.
He loved that attic slamming shot.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
The
yeah,
first time. Bad. Or the second time.
It wasn't as bad as Ben.
Ugh, Ben wasn't that bad in this.
Yeah, he could have been worse. Now there's
Ben moved
okay,
some furniture.
Okay, I want to bring something up. The scene where the door swings open. And
which
you just
scene
hear,
where the door swings open?
There's
when,
a lot of them.
When it's yeah. at night.
You're not narrowing it down.
And he's showering.
Okay.
And then you go upstairs and you see that the front door is opening. And then you hear this almost baby-like cry. And you get the vibe that this tiny baby is walking around in spirit, shrieking and crying.
Yeah, but it's totally
and it's able
not
to open
a,
doors.
Not a baby.
No, but
no.
what I mean is
it sounds
he's conveying this as a baby.
It kind of sounds like when a... toddler is trying to be upset, but it's laughing also.
Yeah, it's like an ingenuine.
Yeah.
But then you see the shadows outside, and it's obviously like an adult-sized
yeah.
shadow.
It's him. It's
like,
you can tell it's, him. It's his coat.
Yeah, it's not a yeah. little kid. Where the knife is at in the wall is way higher than any kid could reach.
True, but yeah. this is also a spirit.
A toddler's not throwing furniture across the floor.
Yeah, unless the spirit floats. Somewhere.
Or there's more than one
or
spirit.
Or
he just didn't think it through.
Okay.
Yeah, we could say that.
You know, he just did not think a toddler size through.
When he's going through the hall and he's knocking on the walls.
I actually
oh,
have
God.
A note about that.
Yeah.
You can tell he would be knocking. Who
yeah,
else
because he just
that?
Stops and...
But what I find strange is, what was he knocking with?
His
he's
hand?
Holding the camera in one hand and
in the Febreze bottle.
And then he grabs out the air freshener. Who was knocking?
Well,
it
he...
Could have been using his
who
foot.
Was knocking?
He could have been... Just using the Febreze bottle.
It's the true reason that this is marked as a genre is because of the ghost activity he actually caught.
No.
He was making a comedy, making fun of those Paranormal Activity movies, and then bam, he
it
caught
happens.
A ghost tapping.
I mean, his hands weren't out in front of him like he's playing Call of Duty the whole time.
Oh my god, that would be so good.
Mountain Dew.
You just see him with the...
The Febreze in one
yep.
hand and the other, and he's just running with like the camera. So no, he was just mm-hmm. knocking on the wall because he was... Whatever, I mean it... He did the best he could, I guess.
Yeah.
This is a personal note that it's a quote that he says. I don't know if you can see this, but it says Ben.
I couldn't see it.
But the thing is...
Was it just me? I didn't
wait,
see where
what?
That...
Wait, what?
Oh,
confused.
When he went to the grave.
Yeah,
and like the
he's
rock
just
said
like,
Ben.
I don't know if you can see
yeah,
this.
I couldn't see it on the rock
it didn't
at all.
Say Ben. It didn't. It just didn't.
But just okay. the way he delivered that, it was just like... I kind of... When we first watched it... I got that it probably said Ben.
Well, you already get the vibe after he finds the kid's toy.
But if you're going to
like,
that,
oh,
actually write
is...
the name Ben on the rock.
But the fact that the movie is called Bad Ben,
kinda
we
gives
already
away it's
know
Ben.
It's Ben.
Yeah.
Nothing is telling us, oh, this is something else. This
well,
isn't
so
Ben.
Well, so he needed to know it was Ben, so he could
yeah.
ask the little 75-year-old Fisher-Price toy from
not
the 80s.
Not 75 years old.
75 years old from the 80s. That's
what
you just
80s.
Said.
Not only
yeah.
was it ridiculous, but approximate.
I wish he would have been like, this is 74 and a half years old.
Yeah, 74 and a half.
Like, everything
like
to him,
a
too, was
months.
Worth a couple $100.
A couple hundred, yeah.
Except for the oldest Bible ever, which was obviously, looked like the Guinness Book of World Records with the cover.
To him, it was garbage.
Way thicker than any
yeah.
Bible
oh, yeah.
is ever. But the snowblower, he's like, you can get a couple hundred bucks out of it after.
And even when he, I don't remember how much he said the mower was worth, but he acted like bucks. It was worth tons of money.
$200.
And then just says a couple
hundred. He zoomed in on the key and he goes, it won't start. Even though he shows like he's not turning the key past the light, that just the headlamps.
Why not set up the camera in front of it and make it really look like you're trying, you know?
Or just dub in a noise of just like,
yeah.
Trying to turn over. But then the next scene he gets on, he's like, got the mower running.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that a plot point that he couldn't get the mower
Major
running?
Plot point.
It was so important.
And then he drove it through the tall grass and went and mowed the front yard that had already been mowed. And then went back and the back was stuck. Just mow your backyard, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if just for that shot.
And just stop desecrating graves.
Yeah.
He might have been fine. I doubt it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, this is
It
just,
wouldn't have been as bad.
It wouldn't have been as bad
I just think he goes back there and he's like, well, there's a grave back here. Gotta get rid of this shit.
Don't want no one seeing that or they won't buy my house.
It's like, oh my, but then why are you filming it? Why is he filming that?
Yeah, that's just plot.
I wish there would have been a second person in this movie.
Okay, and another point I want to make, because this part of the movie isn't only funny, but it's ridiculous. It's when he tells the ghost to stop it.
I have that.
He does this so much. Stop it. Stop that. Over and over.
Oh, when he keeps pulling the chair back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Stop messing with my chair there.
The excessive cursing is one of the delights of the film.
You can tell that someone I don't think naturally talks that way.
See,
all.
I don't think so. I don't think he's a potty mouth in normal everyday
but
life.
But that's what you do in horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised we didn't get a shot of him like topless in the shower.
Yeah.
God, I'm glad we did.
He's really exploiting
just like
that
a
beautiful
nice
body. Shot he's exploiting himself.
He's really proud of them legs.
Oh yeah,
good for him.
No.
Power to him.
No.
He's
put
proud.
Pants on once in a while, for God's sake.
He did. Power to him.
At the end.
If you're confident filming yourself half naked throughout an entire movie.
You don't have to be always half naked.
That's true.
It's
that
obvious.
That kind of spoiled
but
it.
This
yeah.
is not every night. Especially when he had the blood on his shirt. And then like the next night, he still had it.
Yeah, that is.
Wash your damn shirt.
That also tells us it was all done in one night.
Yeah.
Plus, he still has the blood stains throughout the rest of the film when he wears that shirt. So this also tells me that for the most part,
he was
tried
filmed
to
in
film
order.
Order. Yeah. I love filming in order.
Well, I think when you do it by yourself in low budget, that's the smartest thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
We've never filmed out of order.
Yeah, we wanted to one time,
yeah,
but
if
we just
had,
decided against it.
You know, a cast of 300 people with extras.
Then you wouldn't want to be like, well,
you would
have
to film
come
out
back.
Of order. Yeah, because you got to do it when people are available. So with this, it makes more sense, and he did it all in one night.
Yeah, but you want to know the problem? The problem with not filming in order? You notice little changes.
Yeah.
I noticed in some movies.
But you could get away with that in this movie.
Yeah, you could.
It's ghost shit.
Yeah.
Ghost must move
but
that
But what painting. I mean is, I have noticed in films, like, a chick's hair. She'll have this one hair that's out, even though it was, like, just a costume mess up, and the next scene it's not there. Subtle difference. But it does bother me because I notice it.
Well, in the older ones, they didn't have continuity directors, which they do now.
Yeah.
So it has improved a lot. That's literally people's jobs.
But I've seen it in, like, TV shows and stuff. I've noticed it in The Walking Dead.
TV Dead. Walking Dead is not as good as people want to make it out to be. In any.
Yeah.
No,
they have to do them too fast.
I think that's the problem,
You know, that's how we had a scene
They push out too much in a year.
The famous scene with Carl holding a gun up to an eye that has a patch in it. If you remember that one. He looked down the sights with the wrong eye.
Yeah.
He's dead now, right? Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Did Carl die?
Spoiler. Carl's dead.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Carl is gone.
No, it was
I feel bad because I like
better
Chandler
actors.
Oh, God. That's.
No, he was one of the better actors. Like, genuinely.
That's not a good thing for the show.
But we're not going on a tangent on this because we just had to watch an episode yesterday. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This show is not.
It's just
not what it was.
You're probably going to cut this stuff out.
No, it's all staying in.
Okay. Well, there was a time, I'm going to say this out loud, there was a time when this show was good.
Why are we talking about the rat movie, Rat Ghost?
Come on.
Rat Dog
Kyle,
Ghost?
You know. This is Bad Ben.
I have something here.
Why didn't he ever say Bad Ben? He's Bad Ben.
You're being Bad Ben.
Are you going to talk about the ashes scene? Are we at the ashes scene yet?
We're going to get to that, but first, bonus.
Bonus.
Ugh.
Bonus.
Like what? 50-year-old guy just goes, bonus.
Everyone.
At a snowblower.
Yeah.
He found a snowblower and he hit the damn
bonus.
Jackpot.
Lawnmower. Bonus. Why didn't he say bonus when he got the key to the shed?
Did he get the key to the shed?
Wouldn't it have been
because the next scene he talked about how he had all the locks changed.
On the house.
Yeah, the locks on
After
the house.
After the people
house.
Were
yeah.
like breaking
okay.
in.
But actually, that was the point I was going to make. I can't remember, like, where exactly it was in the movie, but he's installing, like, a lock on the front door. And he's putting it on the outside.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if anyone else, like, noticed.
That's where the phone's at. It's on the outside. So.
Yeah, but, like, the phone's on the left side of the door and the lock's on, like, the right.
It's an alternate reality.
Whoa!
It's a paradox,
I knew
will.
It! Cloverfield
the
paradox.
I knew it. What else?
Sticks and electrical tape.
The pentagram upstairs.
Oh, my God.
That was beautiful.
I think that...
Breathtaking.
Was he trying to do, like, recreate, like, the Blair Witch thing?
I don't know.
I think he was.
You couldn't even get in the shot where the tape stuck, so the sticks weren't all just, like, in the air with tape on them. Really?
Yeah. And you could just tell it was, like, cheap electrical tape, and that was it.
Little things, like the voodoo doll, and he says later, it's like, oh, it's the former owners.
How
there
do
are
you
no
know?
Pictures of the former
owners. There's
in the house.
Kid's drawing. Ben's drawing.
Yeah,
and
would...
they happen to wear the same clothes that the dolls do, so he's led to believe that these are Ben's parents because it says on the drawing. But that's also speculating.
Where was Ben's room?
Ben's room? Don't know. Could have been upstairs.
We saw every room in the house. Nothing seemed like a toddler's room.
Well, it has four bedrooms, 5.5 bathrooms.
But we saw every room on the cameras. None of those rooms look like a kid's room.
You find out in Steelmanville Road.
Okay.
Yeah,
all this stuff is explained.
Everything will be explained.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
That's why I say watch the other two.
Yeah.
I want to watch the other two.
Well, you're going to have to.
I don't want to. Boring. I don't want to.
No, it's good.
Inside Out Bag.
Yeah, the Inside Out Bag. That's just an anomaly.
No, it's two things. One, he finally decided he can't do product placement, even though he had throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The...
like ADT
security camera
stuff like that, or two, he was trying to fool us into thinking it was a trash bag.
No, I don't think that.
I don't think so either, because we see him take out trash.
I have a theory.
Many times.
But yet he never takes him out to the curb, and then
this is a pink bag. What if he doesn't want to be carrying around a pink bag?
Because he's a man's man.
What? If, yeah.
He's gonna fight a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
we
go.
He's
like, I don't want no pink bag.
Okay, but the pink bag, and then the next thing he's like, gonna have to do more than that there, eh, if you want me out of the house. And then the ghost beats him up in his sleep, and then he falls on the floor and cries.
Yeah, he legit just starts crying.
You're a grown-ass man. You got hit a couple times in the face, and you're curled up crying on the floor.
I can understand if
you
it, like...
just called this ghost. You just got punched in the face.
That's true. After asking
by
for
a
it.
Toddler ghost.
Which you are led to believe is a toddler.
At this point in
you're
time,
led to believe
it's a
this
toddler,
is a toddler
ghost.
Yeah. But why does he taunt the ghost of a child who he believes may have been murdered?
Why do you taunt the ghost of a ghost?
I don't know.
Has that ever worked out for anywhere?
No, Zach Bagans.
My house is haunted.
Zach Bagans
don't,
is loaded.
Don't bring up that name.
I don't even know who that is.
Zach Bagans is loaded.
My
ghost
God,
Adventures.
Be happy.
Oh, that show's fake as shit.
Yeah,
of course it
Thank
is.
Thank you.
They all said it.
It was so terrible.
Yeah. The
yeah.
people
who
are in it are
show.
Like, yeah, the show's straight up fake, and people are still live tweeting
I can't
it whenever
believe
it comes
it's still
on.
Going.
Yeah, one time I checked the live tweeting feed, and someone said, I'm so scared, I'm sending prayers, Zach.
No,
literally, someone
yeah,
said
all,
that.
Every time he finds something, he'd run away. I remember I watched one, and like a brick flew, and he's like, we escaped by jumping out the window. I'm like, what a little bitch you are. Like,
yeah,
yes.
This is your job, and you run away.
That episode's
the
pretty
filament.
Fun. Filament. Have you... there's this episode, and... there's, like, this popping noise out of nowhere. Yeah. And he's like, was that light bulb filament? I'm not even kidding. This happened.
Filament?
He's filament.
Okay, I thought he was just
he's
saying
like,
wrong.
No.
He just goes, was that light bulb filament?
Who
they're just
that?
Like,
and they keep saying
it's
it.
It's light bulb.
And they're like, whoa, there's light bulbs. It must have been the filament.
Yeah, and they're just like, there's this light bulb over here. And it's just hanging there, just, like, doing it.
But who does that?
No.
Who hears a pop and distinctly knows it's light bulb filament?
It's who hears a knock in her attic and goes up there.
Yeah, back to this.
If watch
you heard
bad
a dog scratching on the other side of the door in your basement.
I would kick it down.
Yeah, you'd want to help it, wouldn't
the body
you?
Needs help.
You would think so, or would you maybe call animal control to come out and open
no,
the door?
No, I probably would just open
it. Well, what if it's a rabid dog?
What if it's a dog that got locked in by the last owners and is cruelly starving?
But what if it's a rabid dog?
That doesn't matter. You run upstairs.
Call a friend.
Door.
Or someone you trust. Get some
and tell them where they touched you.
I guess instinctively is if you moved into a house on your own, you've been hearing weird shit, and there's an animal sounding like it's on the other side of the door, you're probably going to think twice before just going, what's... for one, you're going to know what it is and not go, what's
oh,
that?
Yeah.
It's obviously a damn dog.
Yeah.
I mean, the sound of a collar might give it away.
It made dog noises.
Yeah. But then it sounded like a dying raptor.
But
as it was beating him
it's
up
very
at the end.
True.
Which I still think was him making the noise.
And possibly.
It was hilarious to me.
It could just be edited.
I don't know what it was. It cracked me up.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what was happening there for a while.
Yeah.
With the chain and all that.
Yeah.
So I have
Sorry,
something
I'm
here.
Ahead.
Ashes.
The
oh my
ashes.
God, the ashes.
The ashes. Not your hoe.
The ashes that he has to. Did he taste them or smell them?
I thought he smelled them.
Okay, he had to smell
he
them.
He held it straight up to his face either way. What if it anthrax and he just inhaled
you
them?
You need to smell ashes. What human being needs to smell ashes to know they're ashes?
It Someone, looked like ashes.
It was an overturned urn.
Yes, it was an urn
it's
that got knocked over.
Ashes.
No way those are ashes.
And then he had to
no
do
way.
The slowest effect with the writing. Why was
yeah,
that was... so slow?
I don't know.
Why?
It didn't look terrible, though.
God, it took forever.
If it had been quicker, that scene could have been compelling.
But, man, it's like, you get a couple letters in, and you're like, I get it. I know what
not
it's...
Not your
it's
home.
Just... But then when it's all done, he's like, fuck you, bitch.
And he...
I'm gonna have to take do more than that there,
what?
Ghost.
Mm-hmm. It's my house.
It's my house. And then he gets the shit kicked out of him in his sleep.
Yeah, he actually has.
Which is, like, the best scene.
Ash, not your home, and then beat up by a ghost.
You got his ass kicked by a ghost.
Yeah.
A ghost. I could take a ghost. I am weak and broken. I could fight a ghost right now.
Same.
If a ghost came in that door, like to where it can punch me, I'm swinging.
Yeah.
I'm swinging on that ghost.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you try and fight back?
I wouldn't just go, and flail around the bed. If I did get my ass kicked, I'd roll the bed and go, oh, fuck. And I'd be like, peace, house. And I'm just leaving.
Yeah. He doesn't have to stay there.
He just goes like, ugh. And he washes his face and he's like,
he covered
and
it
goes
blood.
Back to bed.
So there's a scene where he's outside and, you know, it's raining. It's, like, really muddy. And he starts putting, like, the voodoo dolls in the grave and he's, like, burying it.
Except for the pot.
Yes. He goes back into the house and his shoes aren't muddy.
And you may just wipe them off of the door, you know.
We would have seen that. Because
well, that's
the...
true. He would have shown everything.
Yeah, he would have showed that little detail.
I just love that he didn't throw the vase in there.
Yeah. Because
that vase cost money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was actually his... That wasn't a prop.
Yeah.
He wasn't putting that in the ground. He put the Halloween candle.
Oh, yeah.
And the voodoo doll things, which just look like little, like, pincushion things that he put clothes on.
Peace awaits you.
Oh, God, that went on forever, too.
This is not your home.
Get out of my house, ghost.
It's time to cross over.
Peace awaits
you. Peace awaits you
there. It's just great.
As he walks around with a selfie stick. You really take away the exorcism part when you're using a damn selfie stick.
Damn.
Plus, he's holding a candle and a selfie stick.
That's dangerous.
What's a candle gonna do?
Burn.
Well,
you know, to do
usually,
an exorcism, you actually have to get somebody that can, like, bless a house.
Oh, yeah.
This dude ain't blessing no house.
He doesn't know what he's doing. You gotta
he can't even put pants on.
You gotta get some of that holy water.
He didn't even put pants on to exorcise demons from his house.
Yeah, went and did it in underwear.
Did it in his underwear with his little, like, croc sandals.
Mm-hmm.
Or he might have been barefoot at that point. You know? Class it up for a ghost. Maybe put on a nice, like, button-up. Maybe a polo.
Yeah, sport a
Show
polo.
Show him some respect. What else you got?
Mowing the lawn.
Didn't we cover this point? A little.
Well, the
a
thing
little.
With mowing the lawn is this was during, like, the big climax of the movie.
Yep, and then we take
this
a little break.
This was the third act of the movie is him mowing the yard and taking the trash out for 15 minutes. Why?
To make it feel like everyday life.
But and it makes it feel like...
You do that in the beginning of the movie.
Well, when these crazy things happen to you, it's not at those times in your life when there's nothing else going on.
And the
you
thing
still
is,
gotta mow the lawn.
At this,
you need to mow the lawn.
He did this scene, I mean, I feel, because, you know, he goes, he buries the voodoo dolls, the candle. He thinks it's all over. Everything's better. He can go back to taking the care of the house, mowing the lawn, taking the garbage.
We didn't need
but
to
it's
see
not.
That. He's
it's
narrated
not okay.
everything else. He could have just woke up and glad that's over.
Yeah.
I'm going to go run some errands. And then we just see him go out for the day.
Yeah.
And then we just, it fades and we see him come back. I need to see him mow his yard.
My last note. What? I skipped over two because we covered those. The bird sounds. Like
bird
just
sounds,
throughout the movie.
It was one bird sound on loop. I could tell because it had the same, it happened in the same
no.
loop.
He just liked that sound.
Birds do repeat themselves, but not 24/7 like that did. See, at the house we have a mockingbird that goes in the same spot and does its thing.
But it sleeps eventually.
Yeah, it stops at one point.
Well, and I really don't We have them show up and make noise in the evening, but normally not in the middle of the night.
It's usually in the morning and the evening.
No, this is all night long.
Yeah.
We heard a mockingbird once at night.
Constantly kept up the same pace of
What if it's the
noise?
Ghost? What if it's not a bird at all?
My ghost God. Bird.
Yeah.
Because the ghost randomly just goes outside and becomes a grown-ass adult.
Oh my God.
That's true.
So it has green lights. It loves green lights. Moving furniture. Wants to redecorate. Maybe it's to send a feng shui. I don't know. The ghost doesn't do anything. It kills him with the chain thing, which is so convoluted, and you can't see what's going on. You don't know what happens, and you just hear him screeching like a banshee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they do the drag him down the hall thing, like in Paranormal Activity.
That was great.
Very beautiful. I love how that scene sped up. And
like, I think what would have been good is like when he falls, when he's like, yeah, what's this here, chain? And then he falls down. Maybe you like see like the feet of something.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, God, no.
Or even hear thugs.
The only thing you see at that part is like a black figure just go across the screen. And that's it.
I was like, I don't know what's going on. And then he comes out and he like throws his glasses.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't. He like. Did you notice they were folded up and he had them in his hand?
Yeah.
He already had them off, so he like,
was ready.
Them down. He didn't want them broken in the shot.
I still thought that he did a decent job making it not look like he was setting them down.
But he absolutely just didn't want his glasses broken when he got drugged down.
Well, I wouldn't break my glasses.
Yeah,
for
but it was just funny to me.
Yeah.
And then he dies.
Question mark.
Question mark.
Question mark. Question mark. Question mark.
You don't know.
Two more films.
So he said the second one's a prequel, right?
Yes.
So not a spoiler. So it's the family and Ben.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's really cool because, like...
I love that movie. That's a good
stuff
movie.
Stuff that happens in it. It ties in the first one so
what is
well.
Better Ben?
Better Ben.
Is it just someone
we
else?
We won't tell you
we
none
can't
of
tell
that.
You.
We won't tell you none of that. We'll tell you that after Sealmanville Road.
All right. You guys are going to give this, like, high scores.
What?
What do you want to give it? What do you want to give this movie?
Okay. I'm rating this based off of my personal enjoyment of this movie and how much I respect him making a feature-length film with clearly a limited amount of people around him to do so. I am giving this movie a 7.3.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God.
What are you giving it, Trent?
No, but what are you giving it?
I asked you first.
JC, don't be mad.
I won't.
A 4.3?
Well, I'm going to go lower than you.
Okay.
I was going to go with 3.3 because I understand your point.
Yeah.
But to me, it doesn't make it a good movie.
Okay, fair
like,
enough.
Like, he gets a... Like, I'm not saying it's terrible... Because he does get a pass for being
a
person.
It's just not as bad as Ben.
He did the best he could.
Yes.
I just didn't enjoy it that much.
Now,
I think even with no budget, he could have done a little bit more to make it more of a horror movie, which is what you're kind of selling this on.
Yeah.
And it's what you think it is going in, and there's no horror in it, and no really attempts other than like when he hits the table.
Yes.
That's just a jump scare. Like, there's no...
Well, jump scares are just using your own muscle reflex against
I know,
you.
But that's what horror is nowadays, is jump scares.
That's stupid.
So, I think he could have done more, a little bit more creepy with shadows or
not
the
just
sounds or something, you know, instead of just a door constantly opens and one chair constantly moves.
There wasn't music.
No.
Even, I know,
twinkle,
I know
twinkle,
that you
little
can't
star.
Rely on music the whole time, but music really sets a mood for a film. You'd have to be the game Alien Isolation to not have music and be good.
Or you could even do things off screen.
Yeah.
Like, let's say he goes and he's in the shower and he goes, oh, what the hell are you? And he comes running out. We don't see it because there's no
but
camera
our
in there.
But our imagination
But we don't
want to
see him running
worse.
Out.
It's like the original
see.
Blair Witch Project when you don't... She's like, oh my God, there it is. And we don't pan over to
see
the witch.
But it's because of their acting that sells us this is horrible. Whatever's happening.
His acting is not good.
Nigel.
It is not good.
Yeah.
I think
could do better.
I think if there was another person in it, maybe he directed someone else in the role, maybe could have been a little better.
Yeah.
Or maybe if at some point he called in a second
person.
But I
think half of the charm of the film is Nigel's sheer ridiculousness.
You know, I just think he needs to, he wasn't good enough to carry it. Like, he's just talking to us all the time. Maybe another character every once in a while, but like when he's talking on the phone, maybe we hear the other side of the conversation so that there is another character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It is what it is. I don't know what else we're watching today, but that'll be all Lincoln and not me and the other two.
Yeah.
The two lesser Voltron.
So this is part one.
I don't know. It's part one. I don't know when the hell I'll upload these. Don't lock me into this part one.
Yeah, we won't.
I might not upload this for 7 months. Who knows?
No, I just mean this is part one of what we're recording
today. We await
today. This is the first one that we're recording.
Yeah, and then who knows when the other one will come out. I don't know. We have a bunch of the backlog as of recording this, so whatevs. But I got nothing else. Do you have some witty one-liner to end on? Because I always end on witty one-liners, and I have nothing for this episode.
Can we time out?
It has to be related to
Can we time
the
out
movie.
And figure something out?
So what am I doing?
You're just doing the no.
You guys are making me do a thing.
Do the no.
Oh, because he sounded like Cleveland?
Yes. Do it.
I was like, no, 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 no.